Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Two words, lockbox.
That's right, David. Everybody who tunes in this radio station is a member of a very important group of people who want to keep this thing going. I know that because I know that people choose to turn it on. And that makes them colleagues and friends, and we're all in this together. And so, you know, it can't be left to somebody else if you can do something. I mean anything. There are people who can do $1,000. There are people who can do $10. Whatever you can do, put something into the lockbox. Go to WAMC.org and keep this fragile experiment alive.
Presidential hopes are apparently still alive for former New York Republican Governor George Pataki. I see a picture here in the Albany Times Union of him walking in Concord, New Hampshire on Monday, Alan.
Oh, boy. You know, I mean, reality is an interesting concept. If George Pataki thinks he's going to be the presidential candidate, think again. But as I've said so many times, how can you tell a guy who won the governorship three times that he can't be president of the United States? You can't. You know, one's relatives urge you on. It puts you into another world of fascination with your own potential. It doesn't really make sense unless, of course, he's running for vice president.
You had a fascinating discussion with Congressman Chris Gibson, who announced he's not running for another term, and it certainly sounded like he was thinking about a statewide office here in New York.
I have no doubt. If I heard correctly, and of course he didn't say, he would be silly to say that he was throwing his hat into the gubernatorial race. I think he is. It makes a great deal of sense for him. He says, okay, I can't be a congressman and run for governor at the same time or for statewide office, and so this is the third term, that'll be it. I promised four terms, but this will be three terms. He won overwhelmingly, and there will be people who will be disappointed that he's not going to be their congressman anymore. Nevertheless, he's thinking that you could run for statewide office, and if Andrew Cuomo continues on the trajectory downward, he got 1 million votes less this time than last time, and there are many people who think that he will not run for governor a third time, in which case, you know, you'd have an open thing, and if not, I have a feeling that Gibson thinks he could take him.
Headlines from France this morning, Alan. France orders troops to safeguard sensitive sites. Fear on the rise. Jews in France weigh an exit to Israel. And Charlie Hebdo's new issue has Mohammed on the cover.
Well, there's a corner that has to be turned here. And that corner is, how much will you accept when you are, you know, being victimized or targeted arbitrarily by some very terrible and heinous people? You really have no choice except to fight at some point. And that's going to be where we get into some trouble. If the security needs are so great that you have to really reach back and do things that you ordinarily wouldn't do, there will be people who get hurt. You don't have to go any further than the 1950s and McCarthyism and the terrible scourge of people getting fired, committing suicide as a result of overburdensome security system. And that's going to be the balancing act that this society has to go through. You got to protect your people, but at the same time, you got to be very, very careful about how you do it.